1.
请我们翻开哥罗西书第一章。
We'll be reading from verse 24 to 29.
哥罗西书第一章，我们要从24节念到29节。
Colossians chapter 1, verses 24. Now I rejoice in what was suffered for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's affliction for the sake of his body, which is the church. I have become his servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in his fullness, the mystery that has kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the saints. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He proclaimed him, admonishing and teaching anyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. To this end, I labor, struggling with all his energy, which was so powerfully worked in me.
哥罗西书第一章二十四节到二十九节，并在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺陷。我照神为你们所赐我的职分，做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传给全备。这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用的大能尽心竭力。
We thank the Lord for the reading of his word.
我们感谢神的话语。
Morning, we are glad and privileged to have our brother Stephen Kong with us.
早上我们是在很高兴将走到弟兄在我们当中。
我们做一个祷告。Dear Lord, we want to thank thee for this privilege.
我们亲爱主，感谢你赐给我们这个权柄。
That we may come together in thy precious name.
我们可以聚集在一起，那是靠你的圣宝贵的圣名。
We thank thee for thy precious word.
我们为着你的圣言感谢你。
We pray that thy Holy Spirit will breathe upon thy written word.
我们但愿圣灵将你所写的话语吹去，
and make it life and spirit to us，
直到它成为我们的生命和圣灵。
We commit this time into thy hands，
我们把这个时间交托给你，
and trust thee to bless us，
我们相信你会赐福给我们，
that thou mayest be glorified，
你自己得到荣耀。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus，
我们祈求奉我们耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门。
阿门。
谢谢主。
请坐。
This morning we would like to share on Christ in you, the hope of glory.
今天早上我们要交通的就是在你里面，基督乃是我们荣耀的盼望。
The Apostle Paul talked about a mystery.
保罗讲到一个奥秘。
He said that mystery was hidden through the ages and the generations.
他说到那个奥秘乃是历世历代以来是隐藏的。
And yet that mystery has been manifested to us, that is, to the saints today.
但是那个奥秘在今天已经在圣徒身上显明了。
And what is that mystery?
那奥秘是什么？
That mystery is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
就是你里面的基督乃是荣耀的盼望。
Christ in you,
在你里面的基督，基督在你里面，
the hope of glory,
荣耀的盼望。
And this mystery is the riches of the glory of the mystery.
而这个奥秘乃是丰盛荣耀的这个盼望的荣耀。
And the hope of the glory of the mystery is the hope of glory.
这荣耀的盼望的奥秘就是荣耀的盼望。
Now, brothers and sisters, what is a mystery?
弟兄姊妹，奥秘是什么？
If we use a modern word, we can say it is a secret.
我们用现在的话来讲，就是一个秘密。
There in the heart of God is a secret.
在神的心里有一个秘密。
And this secret has been hidden in Him through the ages and the generations.
而这个秘密在它里面乃至历代历世历代都隐藏起来。
Now why is it that he has hidden that secret in his heart for so long?
那为什么在他心里有这么久来都隐藏这个奥秘？
Because it is a wonderful secret.
因为这是一个奇妙的奥秘。
It is a magnificent secret.
是一个很稀奇的奥秘。
It is a glorious secret.
是荣耀的奥秘。
Or we may say it is the top secret in God's heart.
我们可以说是神心里面最高的秘密。
It is something that is very deep in the heart of God.
是在神里面深处隐藏的。
It is something that He desires to have throughout the ages and the generations.
乃是他心里面最喜悦，在一个历世历代以来他所喜悦的。
He is not able to reveal the secret to man right away.
他不能马上就向人来显明出来。
He has to prepare for the time of the revelation of that top secret.
他必须准备一个时间，要来把那最高的秘密。
So we find that throughout the ages and the centuries,
所以我们就看到历世历代的世纪以来
that is when you read the Old Testament,
就是我们读旧约的时候
you find that God has been preparing for the day to reveal that secret.
神就一直在准备有一天要显明这个奥秘
until the fullness of time has come,
直到这个日子满足了。
Then he reveals that secret to the saints through the prophets and the apostles.
他就借着先知和使徒们向圣徒们显明这个奥秘。
So today this is an open secret.
所以今天来说就不再是秘密了。
To us it is a secret that has been opened up to us.
对我们来说就是奥秘已经打开。
Now what is that secret?
那个奥秘是什么？
What is that mystery?
那个奥秘是什么？
That mystery is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
就是基督在你里面我们荣耀的盼望。
You remember the Apostle Paul?
你记得使徒保罗？
He said in Galatians chapter 1
在哥罗西第三这么讲
That it pleased God to reveal His Son in me
神很乐意把他的儿子启示在我心里
We find that on the road to Damascus
在到大马色的路上
The risen Lord appeared to the, to Saul
复活的主向保罗显现
But it is more than something just appeared to him
但不光只是来向他显现罢了
Because at the time of his appearing to Saul
因为在他向保罗显现那个时候
By the Spirit of God actually Christ is revealed in him
借着神的灵实际上神是向他里面显现基督
Not only appear to him
不光向他显现
but revealed in him
在他里面也启示了
we know that is a great difference between to and in
我们知道向他或者在他里面是很大的不同
because if he just appeared to him
如果只是对他显现
it may be something external
只可能就是外面的事
but to be in him
但在他里面
That is an inward experience
就是里面的表达
So here the Bible says Christ in you.
所以圣经说，基督在你里面。
Not only to you,
不光向着你
，but He is in you.
他乃是在你里面。
And that is the hope of glory.
那就是荣耀的盼望。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，I remember Andrew Murray once said.
记得莫莉曾经说过
He said Salvation is not just having our sins forgiven and going to heaven
他说救恩不光是我们的罪的赦免而上天堂罢了
You know to common people
对普通的人来说
We generally think of salvation as having our sins forgiven
我们都认为救恩只是罪的赦免
and going to heaven
然后到天堂
now of course this is great
当然这是很好
so far as we are concerned
我们对我们来讲
if we can have our sins forgiven
我们的罪若得赦免
that is a tremendous thing to us
这对我们是一件大事
and if we will be going to heaven
如果我们可以上天堂
that is a great hope to us
对我们是很大的盼望
But if you read the Bible very carefully
但你若是很小心读圣经
You find that salvation is more than just having our sins forgiven
你就看到救恩不光只是罪的赦免
It's more than just going to heaven
不光只是上天堂
Salvation is summed up in this
救恩是这样的来做总结
Christ in you and you in Christ.
基督在你里面，你在基督里面。
Christ is given to you that he may be in you.
基督被赐给你，然后他可以在你里面。
This is the beginning and the end of salvation.
这是救恩的开始，也是终结。
This is full.Salvation.
这个就是完备的救恩。
That is what Andrew Murray said.
所以这个安德鲁·莫瑞这么说。
And this is what the Bible tells us.
也是圣经这么告诉我们。
So salvation is Christ in you.
所以救恩是基督在你里面。
You in Christ.
你在基督里面。
And Christ in you.
基督也在你里面。
That is.Full salvation.
这是完备的福音救恩。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
sometimes we find it is very difficult to understand it.
我们有时候很难去领会这个。
You know, when our Lord was on earth,
你知道我们主在世上的时候
He was with his disciples.
他跟门徒在一起。
And towards the end of his time with them,
当他到了最末了的时候
You remember in John chapter 14
你记得在约翰十四章里面
Our Lord Jesus was ready to leave his disciples
我们的主准备要离开他的门徒
He was going back to heaven
他要回到天家
And because of this the disciples were very sorrowful
因着这样门徒们很忧愁
And you remember PhilipAsked the Lord a question.
你记得腓力就问主这个问题。
Philip said, "Now, if you will show us the Father,"
腓力说，求主将父显给我们看。
Then we will be satisfied.
那我们就知足了。
And you remember what the Lord said to him?
你记得主对他怎么说
？The Lord said, "Philip,"
主说腓力
"I have been with you for so long."
我与你们同在这么长久。
And you still do not know me?
你还不认识我吗
？Do you not know that if you know me, you know my Father?
你岂不知道你认识我就认识父？
Do you not know that I am in the Father and the Father is in me?
你岂不知道我在父里面，父也在我里面
？But to Philip, it was hard to understand.
但对腓力乃是很难领会。
Not only to Philip, but to all the disciples.
不光腓力，其他门徒也是这样。
They could understand Christ was with them.
他们晓得基督可以跟他们在一起。
And Christ stood by them.
基督站在他们一旁
He was alongside with them
他乃是 在他们旁边。
But they could not understand how can one person be another person.
但他们却不晓得一个人怎么又是另外一个人。
You know, when our Lord Jesus was on earth,
你晓得我们的主在世上的时候
the Word became flesh.
还是道成肉身。
He is God.
他就是神。
And yet he took upon himself a human flesh.
但他也是做人。
And while he was in the days of his flesh,
当他有人的肉身的时候
he could only be by the side of his disciples.
他只能够在门徒的身旁
That is as close as he could be with his disciples.
只能够亲密到这个地步
He was not able to be in his disciples.
他不能跑到门徒们里面
Nor his disciples be in him.
门徒们也不能走到他里面
It is impossible.
这不可能
Therefore, to our human concept,
所以我们人的观念
When our Lord Jesus said I am in the Father and the Father is in me
当我们的主说我在父里面父在我里面
His disciples just couldn't understand how could it be
他们都们就不能够领会为什么可能
And I think probably the same thing is true with us today
我想可能今天我们也是一样
And yet in the same chapter
但在同样的一章
In John chapter 14
在约翰十四章
If you turn to verse 20
如果你翻到二十节
And the Lord Jesus said
主这么说
Chapter 14 verse 20
十四章二十节约翰福音
In that day ye shall know that I am in my Father and ye in me and I in you
到那日你们就知道我在父里面你们在我里面我也在你们里面
In other words
换句话说
The Lord knew that Philip and the other disciples couldn't understand
主晓得腓力跟其他门徒不能明白
How could the Father be in him and he be in the Father
父怎么会在他里面他怎么会在父里面
But the Lord said One day
主说到那日
On that day
在那日
You shall know
你们就知道
Not just know mentally
不光是在理论上知道
But more to know experientially
在经历上也知道
You shall know that the Father is in me
你就知道我在父里面
I am in the Father
我在父里面
And more than that
还要更多
You are in me
你们在我里面
And I am in you
我也在你们里面
In other words
换句话说
That inward relation between the Father and the Son
儿子跟父里面的那个交这个关系
Will become our experience
就会成为我们的经历
As he is in the Father
就像他在父里面
So we are in him.
所以我们也在他里面。
And he is in us.
他也在我们里面。
Now brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
Now how can this be possible?
这怎么可能?
The Lord said, on that day.
主说到那日。
Now if you read carefully, John chapter 14 to John chapter 16.
如果你很仔细读约翰十四章到十六章。
He mentions that day a number of times.
他讲到那日有好几次。
Now, what is that day?
那日是什么?
That day does not refer to the day of Pentecost.
那不是讲到五旬节。
That day refers to the day of his resurrection.
那天是讲到他复活那一天。
Because on the day of his resurrection,
因为他复活的那一天
you remember our Lord appeared to his disciples.
你记得我们的主就向门徒们显现。
And he breathed into them.
他就向他们吹气。
And said, Receive ye the Holy Spirit.
就说你们受圣灵。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
you remember,
你记得
When God created man
当神创造了人
He formed the body of man with the earth
他用泥土造人
And then he breathed into the nostril of that body
然后向那个身体的鼻孔吹气
He breathed into them the breath of life
他把生命 的气吹进去了。
And man became a living soul.
然后人就成了活的魂。
Now here on the day of his resurrection,
在那个复活那一天
he breathed into the disciples.
他就向门徒们吹气。
And say, receive the Holy Spirit.
他说你们受圣灵。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
it is on the day of his resurrection,
乃是在他复活那天
that we receive the Holy Spirit in us.
我们就在里面受了圣灵。
You know, when you believe in the Lord Jesus,
你知道我们信主耶稣
you are born of the Spirit.
就是被灵所生。
Not only born of the Spirit,
不光灵所生
but the Spirit came into you.
圣灵乃是进到里面
He will come into your new spirit
进到你的新的灵里面
So Ezekiel chapter 36 told us
所以以西结三十六章告诉我们
God said he will give us a new spirit
神给我们一个新的灵
And that is our dead spirit
就是那个我们那个灵
Dead spirit
死的灵
Dead in sins and transgressions
It was在罪恶在死里面的灵
a spirit that was separated from God the spirit
那个跟神分离开神的灵
there was no communication with God
那个灵没有跟神可以交通
the Holy Spirit would quicken our dead spirit into life
圣灵使我们的灵苏醒过来
we have a new spirit
我们就有新的灵
and then the Holy Spirit will come and dwell in our new spirit
然后圣灵就住在我们新的灵里面
therefore in Romans we are told
所以在罗马这样告诉我们
the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit
圣灵与我们的灵这个见证
that we are the children of God
我们乃是神的儿女
and we cry out Abba Father.
我们就喊阿爸父
So dear brothers and sisters
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Let us remember this thing
让我们要记得这个
When you believe in the Lord Jesus
当你信了主
Not only your dead spirit was quickened into new life
不光你死的灵已经复苏了成为新的生命
The Holy Spirit of God will come and dwell in your spirit.
神的圣灵也会住在你的心灵里面。
And that is the reason why you can cry out to God, Abba, Father.
这就是为什么你能够喊阿爸父。
And that is what happened on the day of resurrection.
这也是在复活那天所发生的。
Our Lord breathed into the disciples.
我们的主向门徒们吹气。
And said, receive ye the Holy Spirit.
他说你们受圣灵。
So they have the indwelt spirit in them.
他们就里面住着圣灵。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
we who believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们信耶稣基督的人
we all have the Holy Spirit dwelling in our spirit.
我们都有圣灵住在我们的灵里面
And because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ,
因着圣灵乃是基督的灵
He is the Spirit of God.
他是神的灵
He is God.
他就是神
Therefore, when the Holy Spirit dwells in us,
所以圣灵住在我们里面
It is Christ who dwells in us
就是基督住在我们里面
It is God who dwells in us
就是神住在我们里面
So the Lord said
所以主说
We will all come and abide with you
我们都来一起住在你里面
Now do you know that Godwells in you
你晓得神住在你里面吗
Do you know that Christ is in you
你晓得基督在你里面吗
Do you know that the Holy Spirit is in you
你知道圣灵在你里面吗
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹
Often we think of salvation
我们时常以为救恩
is just having our sins forgiven
只是光得罪得赦免
And one day we will go to heaven
有一天我们要上天堂
Now of course this is great
当然这是很好
But what God has done is far more than this
但神所做的超过这许多
He put Christ in us
他把基督放在我们里面
He put himself in us
他自己住在我们里面
By his spirit
借着他的灵
You know when Christ was in the flesh
你知道 基督在肉身的时候
he could not be in his disciple
他不能进到门徒里面
because he has the flesh
因为他有肉体
but now in the spirit
但是现在在圣灵在灵
he is able to be in us
他就能够在我们里面
dear brothers and sisters
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
our relationship with Christ Jesus
我们跟耶稣基督的关系
is not an external one
不是表外面的
it is an inner one
是里面的内在的
in you
基督在你里面
Do you know Christ is in you?
你晓得基督在你里面吗
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹
Ask yourself
问你自己
Do you know Christ is in you?
你是不是知道基督在你里面
Do you know that God dwells in you?
你知道神在你里面吗
Do you know the Holy Spirit is in you?
你知道圣灵住在你里面吗
Now if you will turn to 2 Corinthians
如果你翻到哥林多后书
Chapter 13
第十三章
Verse 5
第五节
2 Corinthians Chapter 13
哥林多后书十三章
Verse 5
第五节
Examine your own selves if you be in the faith
你们总要自己审查有信心没有
Prove your own selves
也要自己试验
Do ye not recognize yourself that Christ Jesus Christ is in you
岂不知有基督耶稣在你们心里吗
Unless indeed ye be reprobate
若不是可弃绝的
We need to examine ourselves
我们需要审查自己
To see if we are in the faith
看我们有没有信心
Now you say you believe in the Lord Jesus
你说你信基督耶稣基督
All right Examine yourself.
好，你去审查自己。
Now, how do you examine yourself whether you are in the faith?
你怎么审查自己有没有信心？
Prove your own self.
要自己试验。
Do you know, do you recognize that Jesus Christ is in you?
你是不是已经发现知道耶稣基督在你里面？
This is the test.
这是那个，就是试验。
This is the proof.
这是证明。
That you are in the faith.
你有了信心。
If you do not recognize that Jesus Christ is in you.
如果你没有察觉耶稣基督在你里面。
Then you are a reprobate.
那你就被弃戒了。
You are not really, in the faith.
不是有信心的。
So it is very, very important.
所以这很重要。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
you must know that Jesus Christ is in you.
你要晓得，你必须要知道耶稣基督在你里面。
It is not just you believe on the Lord Jesus.
不是光光你信耶稣，你信耶稣。
It is that when you believe in the Lord Jesus, Jesus Christ comes and dwells in you.
乃是你信了耶稣以后，耶稣基督来住在你里面。
This is the test that we are in the faith.
这就试验我们有没有信心。
Whether you are really a true believer.
是不是真的信徒？
It depends on whether Jesus Christ is in you.
来决定在乎耶稣基督在你里面住。
So ask yourself this question.
所以自己问你这个问题。
Do you know Jesus Christ is in you?
你是不是知道耶稣基督在你里面？
The living Jesus Christ is in you.
活着的基督在你里面。
The Jesus Christ who came into this world.
那来世上的耶稣基督。
The Jesus Christ who lived 33 years upon this earth.
那在世上活了33年的耶稣基督。
The Jesus Christ who was crucified on the cross.
那被钉在十字架上的耶稣基督。
The Jesus Christ who was buried for 3 days.
那埋葬了三天的耶稣基督。
The Jesus Christ who was risen from the dead.
那从死里复活的耶稣基督。
The Jesus Christ who has ascended to heaven.
那升天的耶稣基督。
Who sit at the right hand of God the Father.
他坐在父神的右边。
And one day he will come back.
有一天他要回来。
Now this living person lives in you.
那这个活着的人住在你里面
He is in you
他在你里面
Now do you realize that.
你没有知道这一点。
Now, unfortunately, to many Christians,
但很不幸的很多信徒
their understanding of Jesus Christ is external.
他们对基督耶稣的领会是外面的。
That he is in heaven.
他在天上。
And you are on earth.
你在地上。
And there is such a distance between you and Christ.
你跟基督是这么的遥远。
Now, of course, on the one hand,
当然一方面来说
it is true that Christ is now in heaven.
基督是真的现在在天上。
Seated by the right hand of God.
乃是坐在神的右边。
Waiting for the day.
等候那一天。
When all things shall be under his feet.
就是一切都要在他的脚坐他的脚凳
but on the other hand
但是另一方面
today by his spirit
今天借着他的灵
he is in you
他在你里面
he lives in you
住在你里面
he is very living in you
他现在就住在你里面
you know Christ in you is not dormant
住在你里面不是
我们没有激动
没有激动
it's not just to live there just there
不是光住在那罢了
doing nothing
什么都不干
as if he is shut up in a closet
就好像他被关在一个角落
you know Christ in you is living
那基督在你里面是活的
There is a living Christ who lives in you
就是活活的基督住在你里面
And he is trying to live out his life through you
他乃是要接受你把他的生命活出来
He is very active in you
他在你里面是活跃的
He talks with you
他跟你谈话
He walks with you
他跟你同行
He is with you all the time
他一直跟你同在
Now do you realize that?
你有没有知道这个
Some people ask this question.
有些人问这个问题。
How do I know that Christ lives in me?
我怎么晓得基督住在我里面？
How do I know that he is in me?
我怎么晓得他在里面？
When did I hear him talk to me?
我什么时候听到他跟我讲话？
You know, some Christians say, well, Christ talked to me.
有些信徒你知道他说基督跟我讲话。
And it puzzles some other Christians.
有些基督徒就很疑惑。
He said, how does Christ talk to you?
他说基督怎么跟你谈话？
Do you hear it with your ear?
你耳朵听见吗？
Yeah.
Christ talked to you by the indwelt spirit.
基督乃是借着内在的灵跟你谈话
Now do you hear his voice?
你有没有听到声音
You know we are so busy hearing noises all around us
我们很忙碌的周围很多声音都听到
That we fail to hear the voice of God in us
但却听不到里面神的声音
When God speaks to you
当神对你说话
It is a still small voice
乃是微小的声音
There in your spirit
在你的灵里面
You hear him talk to you
你听到他对你说话
Let me illustrate
让我做一个例子
Now after you believe in the Lord Jesus
当你信了耶稣基督以后
After you become a Christian
当你做了基督徒以后
Do you not have such experience?
你岂不是有这样的经历
Now suppose you are a very talkative person
比如你很爱讲话
And you like to talk
你是要讲
And when you talk you usually talk out of control
你讲就讲到没有办法约束
And sometimes you exaggerate.
有时候你就夸大其词。
Sometimes you even tell lies.
有时候说谎。
You say it's white lie, not black lie.
你讲这个说谎也没有什么害人。
And you are used to that.
你就很习惯这个。
Or sometimes you criticize people.
有时候你批评人家。
And you judge people.
你论断人家。
It becomes a habit to you.
就成为一种习惯。
Now that's what you have been doing all along.
你一直来就是这么做。
You don't feel bad about it.
你也不感到很难过。
But after you believe in the Lord Jesus,
但是你信了耶稣。
Don't you have such an experience?
你岂不是有这样的经历？
When you are talking,
当你讲。
And you begin to exaggerate.
当你在夸大其词。
Or you begin to criticize.
或者批评。
You find there is a check within you.
里面就有一个审查你。
As if someone is checking you.
好像有人在拉着你，不给你拉着你。
And say, now, that's enough.
说够了。
Don't talk anymore.
不要再讲了。
If you talk more, you will sin.
讲多了就犯罪。
Do you have such an experience?
你岂不是有这样的经历？
I believe you do.
我相信你有。
You know, just like you're driving a car.
就好像驾汽车。
And as you're driving,
当你驾车的时候，
you have to brake the car.
你要制止它停止。
So you find the Holy Spirit in you.
所以圣灵在你里面。
He's applying the brake.
也是在制止你。
And say that's enough.
说够了。
Stop.
停。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
what's your reaction?
你就什么反应?
It is because you have been talking,
是不是你一直在讲,
and you just neglect that break.
那忽略了那个制止你的,
and just talk on,
一直讲下去,
but after you have done that,
但是你做了这样,
you feel bad in your conscience.
良心就责备你。
You have to go to the Lord,And confess.
你必须到主面前承认。
And ask the Lord to cleanse you with His precious blood.
求主用他的宝血洁净你。
Otherwise, your relationship with the Lord is interfered.
要不然你跟主的关系就会被打擦。
Now this is how the Lord is talking to you.
这就是主怎么样对你说话。
So Christ in you is living.
所以基督在你里面是活的。
He is talking to you.
他对你说话。
He is teaching you.
他教导你。
In all things.
凡事上都教导你。
Now sometimes.
有时候。
When you are reading the word of God.
当你在读圣经。
Suddenly you find as if a light has come.
突然间好像有一道光来了。
As if light has shone upon the word of God.
好像那个光照在神的圣言上。
And the word of God began to speak to you.
神的话就对你说话。
You know, we read the word of God.
你晓得我们读神的话。
But sometimes when we are reading the word,
但是有时候我们在读的时候，
all we read is justblack words on white paper.
我们读的只是白纸写黑字。
And after we have read it, we forgot it.
我们读了也就忘了。
But sometimes,
但是有时候，
when you are reading the Bible,
当你读圣经，
suddenly the light shines.
突然之间那个光照出来。
And the word begins to speak to your heart.
那个话就对你的心说话。
And this is how the Lord speaks to you.
这就是主怎么样对你说话。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
Christ in you,
基督在你里面，
is very living,
是活脱的。
And that is the reason why,
这就是为什么。
You find in 1 John chapter 2,
在约翰一章，约翰一书第二章，
you find that there is an anointing within you.
就是讲到里面的恩膏。
There is an anointing in you.
在你里面有恩膏。
And that anointing will teach you in all things.
那个恩膏在凡事上教训教导你。
And what he teaches is true and is not false.
他教导的是真的不是假的。
If you listen to the anointing,
如果你听他的教训，
you abide in Christ.
你就住在主里面。
Now the anointing refers to the Holy Spirit.
这个恩膏是指圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is working in you.
圣灵在你里面动工。
He is like an ointment.
他像一个膏油
He will apply that ointment upon your wound.
他把膏油涂抹在你的伤口上面
And there is a soothing feeling within you.
在你里面有一种很轻松的感觉
He is teaching you in all things.
他在凡事上教训你
And whatever he teaches is true.
他所教的都是真的
And we need to obey the teaching of the anointing
我们需要顺服圣灵的教训
Sometimes you feel someone within you is talking to you
有时候你感到里面有人对你说话
He is teaching you
他是在教训你
Now do you obey him?
你有没有听从他
Oftentimes young Christians
从好多时候年轻的基督徒
will come to you and ask
来你面前问你
Can I do this?
我能做这个吗
Can I go there?
我可以去那吧那
Tell me what God's will is
告诉我神的意思是什么
You know
你知道
When he is asking such questions
当他问这个问题的时候
If you know how to help that young brother or sister
若是你能够帮助那个年轻的弟兄和姊妹
Instead of telling him outrightYou can do this, you shouldn't go there.
你不是马上指出说你可以做这个你可以去那。
If you just tell him,
如果你光是告诉他
Now, how do you feel yourself?
你自己有什么感觉
You know when a young brother or sister asks a question,
你知道年轻弟兄和姊妹问这样的问题
It shows that something is bothering him.
就是表示里面有不平安
And at the same time
但同时
The Holy Spirit is teaching him something
圣灵也在教训他
But he would rather ask other people
但他却要问人
Than to listen to the Holy Spirit within him
却不听里面圣灵的教训
Actually he already knows
实际上他已经明白
But he is tryingTo ask people.
但他要尝试问人。
Now, when he asks a question,
当他问这个问题
Can I do this thing?
我能做这个吗
He already knows he couldn't do it.
他知道不能。
But he asks a question.
但他还要问。
If someone tells him you shouldn't do it,
如果有人说你不应该做
Oh, he said, I'll ask another one.
他说好我去再问别人
And if he asks enough people
如果问一个好多个人
He will get the answer that he wants
他就得到那个答案
But it may not be the answer of God
但这不也许不是神的答案
Because the Holy Spirit within you has already talked
因为你里面的圣灵已经跟告诉你教训了你
so brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姊妹
Christ in you
基督在你里面
that is a great mystery
这是很大的奥秘
he is in you
他在你里面
the hope of glory
荣耀的盼望
now what is glory
什么是荣耀
you know glory is very difficult to define
荣耀这个字眼很难去下定义
as a matter of fact
实际上
all the terms in the Bible are difficult to define
实在说来圣经里面的字眼都很难下定义
because they are beyond our human comprehension
因为乃是超过人的领会领悟力
because they are so rich
因为他们太丰富了
now glory is very difficult to explain
荣耀是很难下定义
we find that sometimes the Bible used glory instead of the word God
有时候圣经用荣耀却不用神这个字
God and glory are one
神跟荣耀是合一的
glory manifests the character of God
神荣耀把神的性格显明出来
glory shows forth the acts of God
荣耀把神的动作发表出来
Glory is fully manifested in our Lord Jesus Christ
荣耀是 完全在我们的主耶稣身上。
So it is a very difficult word to explain.
所以很难去解释。
But one day I was reading a book.
那有一天我在读一本书。
I think probably some of you may have read it.
可能你们有些人也读了。
It is something written by our dear brother T. Austin Spock.
乃是我们的Austin Spock弟兄，他这么写。
And he put it in a very simple way.
他很简单的来讲。
He said, "What is glory?"
他说什么是荣耀
？Glory is when God, the Creator, is satisfied with the things He created.
荣耀就是创造的主用受造之物来献上。
Glory is how it ought to be.
荣耀就是应该是他本来
理当如此，
理当如此。
How it ought to be
是理当如此。
Now is it not true
是不是真的
？When you are doing something
你在做事的时候
，and it turns out to be how it ought to be
就那个结果是应当如此的。
You feel a tinge of glory within you.
你里面就感到很荣耀。
Now when God looked upon us,
神看我们
，and He saw that we are what we ought to be.
他看到我们是应当如此的。
What He has created us for.
他造我们的目的。
And when this happened,
这个一发生了
，then glory appears.
荣耀就产生。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
to put it in a simple way,
我们简单的说
Christ in you,
基督在你里面
is the secret of glory,
乃是荣耀的奥秘。
If Christ is not in you,
若是基督不在你里面
you will never be able to get into glory,
你就永远不能得到荣耀。
You remember the Bible said,
你记得圣经讲
One day our Lord Jesus will lead many sons into glory.
一天我们的主耶稣要带许多的儿子进到荣耀。
But how can he lead many sons into glory?
但他怎样带领许多儿子进到荣耀？
Unless he has already incorporated work
不然的话他把你带到荣耀里面你却受不了。
You know no man can see God and
live. 没有人看见神还会活的。
If God will bring you to his glory,
如果神把他你把你带到他的荣耀，
and there is not glory within you,
你里面却没有荣耀，
you cannot stand that glory,
受不了这个荣光，
这个荣耀。 So you find that glory must be worked into you first.
所以你知道荣耀必须在你里面先动工。
The character of Christ must be worked into your life.
基督的性格必须在你里面形成。
God's character must become your character.
人的性格必须成为你的性格。
He must transform you.
他必须改变你。
From glory to glory.
从荣上加荣。
According to the image of his beloved son.
照做他儿子的形象。
And how is he going to do that?
他怎么去做？
It is through Christ in you.
乃是借着基督在你里面。
Because Christ is in you.
因着基督在你里面。
So there is the hope of glory.
就有了荣耀的盼望。
We have a blessed hope.
我们有一个有福的盼望。
And the blessed hope is that we will be transformed.
那个有福的盼望就是我们将会被改变。
Not just in the future,
不只是在将来
but even today,
就是在今天。
From the day that we believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们信主的那一天
Christ is in you,
基督在你里面。
And the Holy Spirit will begin to do the work of transformation.
圣灵就开始在里面做变化的工作。
He will deal with what is the natural.
他把那个本来的性天然的天然对付了。
What is Adamic?
什么是旧亚当？
He would deal with all these of the flesh.
这个肉体的方面他都对付。
And he will make Christ increase in us.
他要使基督里面在我们里面兴奋。
The character of Christ will characterize us.
基督的性格成为我们的特征。
We are being transformed.
我们就被改变。
Christ will take over our life.
基督就掌管我们的生命。
Instead of we live by ourselves.
我们不再自己为自己活。
Christ lives in us.
基督在我们里面活。
As Apostle Paul said,
就像保罗说的
For me to live is Christ.
我活着是基督。
No longer I.
不再是我。
It is Christ who lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
I am crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同定。
It is Christ who lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
this is glory.
这是荣耀。
You know, whenever you see Christ in a brother or a sister,
你知道每当你看到基督在某个弟兄或姊妹身上
you see glory.
你看到荣耀。
But whenever you see a brother or sister in himself or herself,
但是无论什么时候你看到一个弟兄姊妹 他是在自己里面
That is, you see Adam in brothers and sisters
你就看到弟兄姊妹里面的亚当
There is shame
就是羞辱
Glory is Christ in you
荣耀是基督在你里面
So dear brothers and sisters
所以弟兄亲爱的弟兄
We have a blessed hope
我们有一个有福的盼望
Christ in you
基督在你里面
is the secret to glory
乃是到荣耀的秘诀
Now it is true
这是真的
When he is transforming you
当他改变你的时候
There will be suffering
就有受苦
So far as your old Adam is concerned
你里面有亚当
Your old self is concerned
你里面有老自己
You may have to suffer
你需要受苦
You have to deny yourself
你需要舍己
Take up the cross
来背十字架
And follow the Lord
来跟从主
But the result is glory
但结果是荣耀
Christ will be formed in you
基督在你里面成形
And you will be perfected in Christ Jesus
你就会在基督里面被成全
And this isWhat the Lord is doing today.
这就是主今天要做的。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
do keep this word in your heart.
把这些话持守在你里心里面。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在你里面是荣耀的盼望。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank thee.
我们亲爱的天父我们要感谢你
For thou has already revealed to us
因为你已经把我们启示了你自己
That Christ is in us
就基督在我们里面
And this is the hope of glory
这是荣耀的盼望
Oh how we praise and thank thee
Oh 我们要感谢赞美你
Thou has not only called us
你不光呼召了我们
But thou has also justified us
你也是我们称义
And thou who has justified us
你称义我们
Thou will always also glorify us
也会容易使我们得荣耀
Lord we do turn our hearts towards thee
我们主我们把心向你敞开
That we may be transformed
我们要被改变
By thy spirit
借着你的灵
From glory to glory
从荣上加荣
That Christ may be fully formed in us
使基督在我们里面完全成形
That thouMay look at us and say, "This is how we ought to be."
直到你看到我们的时候说，这是我们应当如此。
May all glory be unto thee.
但愿一切荣耀都归给你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的圣名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.